of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Get ready, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast on this day. This is a special day. You know why? Because you are alive. You are among the living. So many didn't make it, but we made it. And I thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. I want to thank all of you for your time and your effort to take the time to tune in to this broadcast on this day. For truly, you could have been doing something else, but you decided to tune in to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church on this day. I want to give a shout-out to my pastor, Dr. Joshua Jordara. And I want also just let everyone know Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church will be open this Sunday. And we will be utilizing our social distances. We will be abiding by the rules that are set for us. But we will be open with worship services on this day. Look, I was coming to the studio and I was looking around and I know that they asked us to wear masks and so forth and so of that nature. I seen so more people without masks than had masks on. And then, you know, some folk have the audacity to just come all up on you and try to talk to you and try to hold a conversation right, and they're no farther than 1 foot away from you. And what you have to tell them is, look, social distances. But look, I don't want to bore you, but I want to leave with you this message. This message, who is your shepherd? And we will come by the way of the 23rd book of Psalm. The 24th book of Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want for. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me through all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's enough to shout about right there. Then there's another passage of scripture that relates to it, because it's a passage of scripture that shows you that God has the deed of ownership. He owns everything. He owns everything about you, everything that looks at you, everything that talks to you. It says there in the 24th book of Psalms, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, for the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. It says, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord and righteousness of his salvation. Note it then, it went on to say, this is the generation that seek thy faith, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Then I know you just stood strong when he said at the end of it, who is this King? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Who is your shepherd? Look at the passage of scripture. You know, for so long we always say that special thing when we get ready to go to bed, now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul he'll take. And you know, some folk are still with now lay me down to sleep. But I stop by to tell you that after you have matured in the Lord, after you have grown up and you put away your childish ways and you become an adult, you ought to stop saying now lay me down to sleep and just start to say, the Lord is my shepherd. And look, it says that when he's your shepherd, in order for him to be your shepherd, look here, my brothers and sisters, God is always shepherd, but that doesn't mean that he is your shepherd, simply because, why you say that? Because in order for him to truly be your shepherd, you have to have a relationship with him. You have to have a relationship with him. He says, when you have a relationship with me, say, the Lord is my shepherd. After that, you're going to reap some benefits because you're going to say, I shall, you shall not want. You shall not want for comfort because he's a comforter for you in that hour. You shall not want for food because he's food in a starving land. You shall not want for drink because he's a drink for those who are thirsty. And look, you shall not want for finances. You know, when we can't pay our utility bill, can't pay our rent, God is the one that supplies your every need. Watch out, somebody. You didn't hear what I was saying. God is good, and all the time God is good. The Lord is my shepherd means that he's saying that that's a personal thing. When he's my shepherd, it's personal with me. I can't speak for you. You can't speak for me. But guess what? I can speak for Gregory Wayne Tennant. Good God Almighty, you didn't hear what I said. Look at here. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Why green? Simply because green show that there's some productivity there. There's some proteins there. There's some vitamins there. There's some life there. Because when there's no life, what happens? It turns brown. It dies. But there's life in that green pasture. A cow, when he's in the pasture, he can find all the proper nutrients that he needs when he eats from that green pasture, that green grass. You know, a cattleman always looks for what? Green pastures. And God said that he'll give you green pastures. He'll make you to lie down in green pastures. He'll lead you beside the what? Still waters. Look, when a sheep is going to take a drink. Look, and the sheep get wet, you know his wool is going to get heavy. And what happens? The sheep will sink. But look, if there was turbulence that were going on in the water, the sheep wool get wet. What you think's going to happen? It's going to sweep. He's going to go under. The turbulence going to take him away. But he allows him to take a drink in peaceful water, still water. He leads me beside the still water. Then after that, you still haven't stopped reaping the benefits because he's your shepherd. He said, even though you filthy sometime, even though you do all types of evil against me, even though you beat me, you spit on me, you did everything that you could against me in the midst of it all, he said, I'm going to restore your old filthy soul. How many of you know that that you are just like a filthy rat? You are not worthy of God's blessing. But God always opens up windows and pulls you out of blessing. God always do what? Look beyond your faults to guess what? See your needs. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Baby, let me tell you something. If my soul hadn't been restored, I'd have been dead a long time ago. Watch out, somebody. Because all the stuff that I used to do, don't just look at me like that, because you done things too. And it's because God, he restored your soul. Somebody ought to be shouting right there. He restored my soul. And then he keeps on. He leads me in what? The path of what? Good God Almighty. Righteousness. There's no detour in that pathway. You don't have to worry about looking for a detour sign. He says he leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And then he do something else for you. Boy, look at the benefits. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. How many of you walk through dark valleys? How many of you walk through the valley of drug abuse, drug addiction? I don't know about you, but I've been in that number. How many of you have ever walked through a valley just cussing folk out? You know, church folk like to cuss you out on Sunday. A cuss you out on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then try to praise the Lord with you on Sunday. You know what I'm talking about? Church folk. I call them cussing folk. You'll come to find that church folk do anything. Folks say, well, I ain't going to church because of them church folk. Yeah, they church folk. A Christian don't do that. Because a Christian is Christ-like. See, you got to know the difference, baby. There's a difference between church folk and Christians. Church folk do whatever they want to do. When, matter of fact, they bust the casino open left and right here. I ain't going to have a friend in the world because somebody right now can't wait till the casino open. Good God Almighty. And how they going to do social distances in a casino? Lord help me, you tell me. Because the first time one of them slot machines get hot, good, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to leave that alone. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How you going to have social distancing with a, at a casino? Baby, look. God will take you through all of those dark valleys. Think about it. You may not have been on drugs, but one of your children might be on drugs. Your children might not be on drugs, but one, your husband might be on drugs. Your wife, somebody in your life. And matter of fact, somebody in your life somewhere down the line, you have had the opportunity of being in the presence of a drug abuser. And if the truth were to be told, you abused them too. Watch out, somebody. In the dark valley, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. And you know, every time you're walking through those valleys, death could happen. But guess what? When you get off that drug, it's God that brought you through that dark valley. When you get off of alcoholism, it's God that brought you through that dark valley. When you get away from some of all that other food, and you wonder why things are happening in this world and the plague that come down on us, and when everything in the world is happening, Lord, I don't even want to talk about what you see on TV. God ain't satisfied. He ain't satisfied. He ain't satisfied with men marrying men. Women marrying, he ain't satisfied. Yeah, I say it. The truth. He ain't satisfied with children cussing out their mom and dad. He ain't satisfied with all those dark valleys. And the devil wants you to stay in the midst of a dark valley. For thou art with me. See, when God is with you, thy rod and thy staff, the rod and staff, it comforts you. And look, it just blesses you. Always say, thou preparest a table before my in the presence of my enemies. God will make your enemy your footstool. If you think I'm lying, think about the enemy that you had one time, and then sooner or later you find yourself in the midst of them. Sometimes you find yourself sitting down eating with them. God wants to bless you. God wants to protect you. All you have to do is let him be your shepherd. Who is your shepherd? I don't know who your shepherd is, but the Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd, I ain't going to want for nothing. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. But truly, this has been a blessed day. Tune in. And look, if you want to make a contribution or donation, you know, folk don't like to give money, but let me just ask you one thing. Send a little something to support the ministry. Make all checks payable to Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church, 4800 Smith Avenue. Or cash app it to Gregory Tennant. Make all checks payable to Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church, 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Or cash app it to Gregory Tennant. I promise you, it will be used wisely. Get ready, for the day is about to come.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Join Reverend Grady T. Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana, every Saturday morning at 10:45 a.m. right here on KAYT KQJO-FM.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Everybody, this is Pastor Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. Welcome. We have good news for you. God is good, not some of the time, but God is good all the time. I'm glad that you're tuned in to this radio station, and I'm sure enough glad that you're tuned in to the First St. Mark Radio Ministry. I want you to call somebody, tell them that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. And we thank you again for tuning in. This is intended for our members, but somebody told me, say, well, it's for all members of the kingdom of God. All members that seeking the Lord should have their radio on and listen to this ministry. I know a lot of it will be talking about things that we're trying to do at the church, or things that we're praying about, and certainly we're praying for all our members at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Those that we haven't been in contact with, this is a chance for them to hear and know that we love them, and we're trying to contact them through this radio ministry. Can I do just a prayer? I want you to bow your head. Get ready for a prayer to our Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for your presence right here now. And Lord, you know us because you made us. You know all about us. You know how we feel. You now know what we need. And you said in your word that you would supply all our needs. And we're not bashful when we say that we need you. And we know that we can't get along without you. We need you, Lord, to touch somebody that's worried, somebody that's pacing the floor, somebody that don't know where to turn or where to go right now. Touch them, Lord. Let them know that everything gonna be all right. Lord, we know that you're able to do anything but fail. We know that already. And Lord, some people are worried. Some people don't know what this coronavirus is going to do, or how it's going to affect them, whether it's going to cost them their job, or whether it's going to cost them their life. They're wondering, they're pacing the floor. But Lord, can I brag on you a little bit? Lord, we had all kind of diseases before, chicken pox, crippling disease of polio, AIDS, and all of those diseases we have conquered. Lord, on a ship one day, it was a storm going on, wind was blowing, and all you did was step out and said, peace be still, and the wind stopped blowing, and the waves stopped. Somebody said, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. And Lord God, we know that you can do anything but fail. I don't believe that you brought us this far to go off and leave us. As a matter of fact, you took care of us from the time that we was a little bitty baby, just born, right up until this present moment. And Lord, I know that you're able to take care of this virus that has so many of us afraid to go out, afraid to move, just paralyzed, don't know what to do. But Lord, let them realize that you said that you wouldn't leave us, nor would you forsake us. Lord, we're leaning and dependent on you. And I just hope and pray that everybody knows that you are God, you haven't left them, you're with them, and you're not going to leave them. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll talk about some of the service that we do at our church. At First St. Mark Baptist Church is located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana. And I want to say this, and I want to say it out loud. We like visitors. We have a great Sunday school that starts at 10 o'clock, and it goes from 10 to 11. Our regular worship service is at 11 o'clock. That's every Sunday. And midweek service is on a Wednesday, and we kick it off at 6:30. It lasts 1 hour until 7:30. I need to tell you that we serve hot dogs or something on that Wednesday night service, or we serve a snack, hot dogs and a drink. And you know, on Monday, we have a AA service, alcohol anonymous. We celebrate sobriety, celebrate the clean time. So if you know somebody that need that kind of deal and want to participate, we start at 6 on Monday, and it lasts 1 hour until 7 o'clock. So we just want to let you know about those different things. On Thursday, and we've been doing this for 8 years, on Thursday, we have a community prayer breakfast every Thursday. Start around 6:30 until 8:30. So we want you to know that this is what's going on, and these just some of the things, because our youth write letters to veterans, and our youth participate in a lot of different things. So we like youth, we like just all kind of visitors, and we like for people to think about coming to First St. Mark and making it their home and help us celebrate Christ. God bless you. God keep you. But these are some of the things that we are doing, and there's much more that we want to do. We just need everybody's help and need your prayer. So continue to pray for us, continue to lift us up in prayer, and continue to listen to this radio broadcast. We are on every Saturday, 10:45 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. So tell somebody that we're on the air, and if they miss us this time, make sure that they catch us the next time. We don't have really enough time to try to preach, but I do want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there in radio land, and especially the First St. Mark Baptist Church family mothers. We got a lot of mothers in the church, and this virus have kept them from attending church. And I just kind of feel that some of them are hungry to get back in the church where they can hear messages from the Lord. So what I want to tell you, and I might be breaking a rule, we have special gifts for the mothers. And some of those gifts, we have them right now. And some of our deacons and brothers wanted to get together, even today after this broadcast, and go to some of the mothers' home and deliver some of the Mother's Day gifts that we have for the mothers. We're not gonna call any names now, but if you get a phone call after this service is over, and there'll be one of us trying to see if we can just drop it off. We don't wanna come in and visit you because of this virus, but we just wanna hand you your gift and say happy Mother's Day to you. But I just wanted you to know that. So look for that to happen today. And those that we don't get today, certainly we'll do it on tomorrow. But we want you to just be aware, continue to hang there with God. And you know, even before I open my mouth to say anything else, I just want you to know that some people say that prayer, they took prayer out of school, but they didn't take prayer out of home. Even though the churches have been closed, and some of them are still closed. But I want to tell you one thing. God say, the Lord say, where two or three are together in my name, I will be a God in the midst. And I can't understand why can't we, since we are restricted, since we are kind of quarantined, since we are at our homes and can't move out too much, how come we can't have some services at our home? Because he said two or three. We can have some prayer service. Mom and the children can pray. Dad and mom, the whole family can pray right at home. And God, the Lord said with two or three together in his name, he would be a God in the midst. So I'm just looking for some people that continue to have prayer service and church service in their home until we open back up. And when you speak of opening up, we are going to have church service. We're limited to the 10 and do all the other rules that the state government say, but we're going to, you know, we'll have 10 or less, but we're going to have service on tomorrow at Mother's Day. And I will say, any mother that feel like coming, you come on out to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We'll be there. I don't have time, but I just want to say something about a person by the name of Hannah in the Bible. Come out of 1 Samuel, the first chapter. And they talk about Hannah. And I'm going to talk until they cut me off. Hannah was a woman that didn't have any children. Hannah was a woman that she wanted children, but she just didn't have any children. And I'm sure there's a lot of women out there like that now that want children, don't have any children. And back in the biblical days, at the time that Hannah was out, it was almost a disgrace. It was shameful if a woman didn't have any children. And I can tell you right now, her husband had another wife, had two women at that time, another wife, and she would just make fun of Hannah. Hannah, I got two children for the old man. You ain't got none. And Hannah felt so sad until she cried and she prayed and she cried because she couldn't have no children. And sometimes I get kind of angry because some women say, I don't want no children. They mess up my shape. I'm going to wait until I get 35 and finish college and all this stuff, and I'm going to have some children then because right now I don't want my shape messed up. I ain't going to have no children. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. People like Hannah wanted children. And if people today want children and can't have no children. But Hannah continued to pray to the Lord. And she made a vow to the Lord. And a lot of, got to be careful of the vows because you don't have to make vows to the Lord. But she made a vow. Lord, if you allow me to have a child, when they get a certain age, I will give him back to you. That's what Hannah said. Lord, I keep wondering about Hannah, how she wanted a child so bad, and Mother's Day on tomorrow. I can't understand how a mother can have 10 children, but when she gets sick and old, she took care of the 10 children, but 10 children can't take care of her. And before you know it, she's in a nursing home, or they hired somebody else to look after her. Mother took care of 10 children. I just believe 10 children ought to be able to take care of her now. But I don't want to spoil anybody Mother's Day, but these are just things that come through my mind. Hannah and what she prayed about. It's good to have a praying mother. And Hannah was a praying mother. God blessed her with a son. And Hannah did just exactly what she said she was going to do. She made sure that she gave that kid back to God, just as she promised. And some of us have got problems with our children right now, some mothers. And some mothers right now should think about giving that child back to God. It come from God, giving them back to God. And too many mothers are hollering out, I done did all I can. They're crying, and I'm the kid, I can't get nothing out of them. Give him back to God. I know that God can straighten them out. And don't ever give up on your child because God didn't give up on you. And I know that my time is running low and time is running short. And I probably got 1 minute. And I just want to say this to you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. You are blessed. And you are the one that started this whole society out by the children that you bear. I can tell that anybody got a praying mother have got some children that's going to do something great in life. So mothers, continue to pray for your children. Children, continue to listen at your mother, and this is the day when you should try to bless your mother with a phone call on tomorrow, which is Mother's Day. If you can get to your mother, tell her that you love her. Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to